sure.
With the family, that is really, really neat to be inherited that way.
No, Stephanie, wait, we're not going to start yet. You're fine. You're fine. So first and foremost, good morning. My name is Joshua. I'm the audiovisual technician for the city of McKinney. So very quickly, now that we are on the dais, a few ground rules, a few housekeeping situations, just to kind of get everyone up to date and to see kind of what's going on. So obviously, welcome to the dais. The ultimate goal is to get every single one of our boards and commissions up on the dais so that we can get better audio quality in everything that we do. We want to make sure that we're transparent and bring a new level of excellence with everything that we do now that we've moved into the new city hall. So as you can tell, there's microphones, there's screens, all that good fun stuff in front of you. You don't have to touch the microphones. The microphones will pick you up, I promise. They are created and programmed especially to pick you up, so there's no need to touch them or mess with them or anything like that. I make sure to make the adjustments prior to the meetings to where they're kind of shooting at your face or in the general vicinity. So looking forward is always going to be your best option. So these microphones are sensitive. Something that you're going to hear me say 100 times before I'm done speaking is that microphones are sensitive. The microphones are sensitive. And I say that because even if you're whispering, even if you back away from the microphone, trust me, it's going to pick you up. Even if you decide to cover up the microphone, you can tell kind of like this, it's still going to pick it up. Even more so in the actual recording itself. So please be mindful. Do your best not to have any sidebar conversations. Do your best not to say anything that may or may not be heard and somebody thinks, oh, they meant this when you really meant that. Please be mindful in those kind of situations. Yes, ma'am?
Someone's back at the door there. I don't know if they were trying to come in or not.
Oh, no,
I don't think so.
Do your best to avoid those kind of situations. We will not be voting on the screens themselves as of right now. We want to ease you guys into this process. Later on when we do implement the voting on the actual screens themselves, we'll have a training. We'll make sure that you guys feel comfortable with it prior to even throwing you on to something like that. So as of right now, all your votes will continue the exact same way that you had them before. You know, the motion, second, ayes, anyone opposed, stuff like that. So it'll remain just it'll remain the exact same way that you've done them before, so you don't have to feel like you're adding another change into already moving up here. Like 12 things I need to cover, and I'm coming back from not being here. Yes, so the screens themselves, anything that's being projected onto the screens throughout the room itself will show up directly in front of you. So there's no need to you know, turn around if you want to see something. It's on the screen directly in front of you so that, you know, obviously for your convenience, so you have the ability to see exactly what people are speaking about so you can see it yourself. Your clerks can still provide a paper copy for you if you would like to take notes or anything like that. If you want to continue to go that route, you know, just speak with your clerks and they can continue to provide a paper copy of the agenda itself so that you can kind of keep up with it as we're going along. Any presentations or anything like that, again, will go directly in front of you into your screen. Now that we've moved into this new system, it's just really cool. So there's a few things that are in front of you. There's obviously a speaker that's projecting my voice, as well as any other voice from anyone else that speaks, any audio that's coming from the computer itself. There's chargers for your phones if you need a charger as well, or any other device that you have. It should be to the left of your screen, behind your screen to the left. So if you need to charge a device, that's there for your convenience as well. My goodness, I am rusty. Right, so we have this really cool plus and minus system with these speakers. So whenever we have somebody speaking on one end, you don't have to turn or yell so that they can hear you. This plus and minus system allows for anyone that is more than one person away from you It'll be sure to, that audio will be sure to push out through the speaker directly in front of you. So this way you're not having to struggle with hearing, you know, somebody that's on the opposite end of the dais or anything like that. To help avoid those audio issues as well, to make sure that people across and all that kind of stuff can hear you, just be sure to do your best to be speaking forward into the microphone. Project if you can. If you can't, we can make some minor adjustments into the audio as well. Again, these microphones are very sensitive when it comes to the audio recording itself, so please be mindful. There is no assumption of privacy when you're on the dais. If you want to take a personal phone call, if you want to have a private conversation with someone while you're sitting on the dais and while these microphones are active, is not the time or the place to do it. Please step down. Please do it before the meeting or after the meeting, but not on the dais itself. For our chair, which I know today is you, you get to do all the fun stuff today. For our chair, just wait until you get a thumbs up from your clerks to say, like, hey, we're ready to record, or the recording is going. Go ahead and start. And then at the end of the meeting, before we have sidebar conversations, make sure that you get the thumbs up from the clerk as well that the audio recording has stopped. Just again, so those extra sidebar conversations are not recorded and don't go into the legal documents themselves. Because again, all this, we're not cutting, editing, any of this. It all goes raw, straight into the system. I know it's a kind of all over the place, but is there any questions, comments, or concerns that y'all may have at this moment before we begin? No? Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for your time. I'll be at every meeting. It's a learning process for the clerks as well, so you know your patience is appreciated. Thank y'all very much.
Welcome all to the December 22nd, 2025 meeting of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee. A quorum has been established for today's meeting. Our start time is 12:11 p.m. The meeting is called to order. The first item is item 25-3515, election of officers. Is there a motion to nominate officers?
I'll make a motion to nominate.
Is there someone you would like to nominate?
I don't know enough about all the members of the board yet to feel comfortable about nominating anyone yet.
Right.
Because I think everybody is very good.
What positions do we need to fill? There needs to be a
chairman and vice chairman.
That's it.
I nominate Imoka Anderson nominate current board chairman Lacey DeHornay to continue to serve as chairman.
I'll second.
I feel like she should be here before we've all and told her to do something.
That's right. The people who aren't here always get the dirty jobs.
Is that something that we can put off till next time when she's here? Or do we need to do it today? We have to do it today?
We need to do it today.
Has anyone talked with Lacey about whether she is okay with continuing to be the chair?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable not, well, I mean, I guess I will vote no whenever we get to that, if that's what we have to do at this point. I don't know how the rules, but I feel like she should be here if we're gonna.
Would you feel comfortable nominating someone else?
I'm sorry, pardon?
You have to vote now.
We have to vote now? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against?
No.
No.
Looks like the ayes have it.
Is there a nomination for the vice chair?
Who is the current vice chair? Who's the current vice chair, she said?
I am looking. Is it Dr. Sisick? Annette Miller.
And she's not here either?
She's not on the board anymore, from what I understand.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer for that position?
Do you want to volunteer?
I can do it.
Okay.
Okay, I nominate Mocha Anderson.
Yes.
As vice chair?
Vice chairman.
Chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote. I said aye.
Are there any public comments on the agenda items? The next consent items, the first one is 25-3516, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of April 9th, 2025. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The regular agenda item is item 25-3517. Consider, discuss animal services highlights from 2025.
Ladies, do I approach here and do the presentation from here? Yes, thank you. Hello again, members of the board. My name is Hannah Golden. I'm the manager of the McKinney Animal Services Department. I've been serving in this role since February. Since I began serving in this role, we've been building our team, and this is just a small presentation to go over some of our achievements for the year, both building the team and some other things that we've done throughout the community. So you'll see photos of our entire team now. From the left going over to the right, we've got Kyle Fittes. He was hired, I think, about 6 months ago now. Masaki Hicks was hired around the same time. Sam Finney has been with us the longest. She has been with us a year as of July, or August, I believe. Kim has been with us a year as of last week. And then Rebecca's been with us about a month now. So that's our full team. Some certifications that we have achieved within our team. Kim Frank was able to complete her basic animal services certification, her humane euthanasia certification, and she was also educated in urban coyote management. Sam Finney obtained her basic animal control certification. Masaki Hicks obtained her basic animal control certification, her humane euthanasia certification, and she also attended the urban coyote management course. And then I reobtained my humane euthanasia. I became the local rabies control authority for the city of McKinney, and I also obtained an administrative animal control certification. There are other certifications that we're currently working on, but that's what we've got achieved so far for our team. One big thing that we introduced this year is we began using a system called LogRx to document our use of controlled drugs within the city of McKinney for our department. So that'll be the sodium pentobarbital, which is used for humane euthanasia of animals. It's only used for animals that are sick or injured beyond the ability to rehab those animals. So this is a really exciting step in that we're the only, to my understanding, we're the only animal control facility to be actively using this. And so it's all digital. There's no chance of information being lost as those drugs are DEA controlled. So it's very exciting. It's something that nobody else is doing, and hoping to, continue with it, and it's working really well for us.
And then some events that we attended within the year of 2025, we attended National Night Out with our police officers and fire department and fellow code services members, and that was a great event. Love McKinney, we were able to participate, and that was down here at Finch Park, and we were able to communicate with members of the city on various things. All of these events were really useful for us because we had citizens coming up and directly asking questions that they would otherwise call us about. So it was a great opportunity. Brightwood Block Party we attended was a little small block party. The Calhoun Touch-A-Truck, so the kids got to come out and see how the animal control truck works with the lights and the bins and the animals inside, stuffed animals. And then Wildlife in Balance, egrets in McKinney, which was a presentation that we took part in to educate the community about our egret rookery that comes around every year. So those were some great opportunities for us, and we're hoping to do some more in the next year. And then that will conclude my presentation, but hopefully doing more next year. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Mocha Anderson, move to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, ladies.
We are adjourned at 12:20 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.